奉主耶稣圣名继续我们第二节的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue our second session.
那这一节我们要来谈的题目是这个段落是作为父母，我们要来建造我们的儿女的灵性，那我们实际上可以怎么做？
And so in this section, we want to talk about as a parent, what practical ways we can use to build up the spiritual life of our children.
刚才我们讲到，我们要让自己持续被神建造。
And just then we mentioned that we need to allow God to continue to build our spiritual life.
不要剥夺掉神要借着养育儿女与侍奉同时来建造我们的机会。
And we should not take away the opportunity for God to build us up with raising children and serving at the same time.
那现在我们也来谈，那当我们要来与神同工，来建造我们儿女的灵性，我们可以怎么做？
And now we are going to discuss what things can we do if we want to work with God in order to build up the spiritual life of our children.
那我们会分成两个层面。
And so we will divide this into two different aspects.
第一个是在信仰的认知的层面。
And the first aspect is the knowing the faith.
那第二个层面是怎么样在生活中去培养这些信仰的作息习惯。
And the second aspect is during our daily lives, how can we cultivate a habit of faith?
那第一个层面在认知上呢我们可以用讲述的。
And so the first aspect in terms of knowing this faith, we can tell them by speaking to them.
那这个讲当然在比较小的孩子就是用讲故事的。
And so for younger children, you can use stories.
那当然年纪就是在青少年还是可以用讲故事，但是就不是像讲给小孩子听那样子讲的那么幼稚。
And of course, during teenage, you can still use stories, but your story will not be like the story you talk to a child or a baby.
那我们在讲故事的时候，其实不是只在那些就是着重技巧，怎么样讲的好像很生动。
And so when we're telling stories, we should not only pay attention to our skill in delivering the story, how do we make the story more lively?
而是在讲的同时就透露了我们对神的认识。
When we tell this story to our children, we need to teach them our knowledge of God.
就好像一个导演他要去诠释一个故事，他要让观众看到哪些细节，他可以决定，而他所让观众看见的那些，就是他所要去描述的重点。
And so just like a director, how he wants to tell a story and express a story to the audience, then he will show different details in order to convey the ideas that he wants to convey.
那所以当我们在面对不同年龄层的孩子，还有他不同的需要的时候，其实我们可以去强调不同关于神的特性。
And so when we are teaching children of different age, then we can emphasize on the different aspects of God.
那所以就包括神的存在啊，神跟人的关系啊，神的工作啊。
For example, the existence of God and the relationship between God and man and the work of God.
那在对故事的诠释的时候，
And when we try to express the story,
你就是去讲这个故事的背后的意义的时候，
And when you want to convey the meaning behind the story,
就是故事不能够只停留在讲这个故事而已，而是一定同时要进到讨论这个故事的意义的部分。
And so when we telling a story, we should not only stop at telling the story, but we need to discuss about the meaning behind these stories.
即使是对三岁、四岁的小孩也是可以这么做。
And you can do this even with children as young as 3 to 4 years old.
因为他们已经听得懂人话，也能够表达自己的想法了。
Because by that age, they are able to understand you, and they are able to express their own thoughts.
那所以这些故事就要去连接到他实际的生活情境。
And therefore, we need to make a connection of these stories to the real life events.
而且呢，在讨论的当中要去引导孩子做决定。
And during our discussion, we need to guide the child to make a decision on their own.
也就是假设今天是你的话，你打算怎么做？
And we can say, if today, if it were you, what would you do in this situation?
那当生活中发生一些事情，就可以引用已经跟他讲过的、讨论过的故事，来使他像一个镜子一样对照。哎，那你现在是什么状况？
And so during our daily lives, if something happens, we can use a story that they are already familiar with as a mirror, and so for them to reflect that what situation are you in at the moment.
所以比如说我的孩子他大概两三岁的时候，有时候拿东西就会用抢的。
And for example, my own child, when she was around 2 to 3 years old, when she wants something, she will simply grab it off your hand.
或者是不是她的东西，是我们家里其他人的东西，她也抢去用，没有问。
And sometimes when she wants to use something that belongs to another family member, she will not ask and she will simply take it.
那我就会说，你是非利士人吗？
And then I will tell her, are you a Philistine?
她就会马上就很伤心，然后就会说我不会再这么做了。
And she then felt sad and she said, I will not do this again.
因为我们有讨论过非利士人抢以撒的故事。
And because we have talked about the story of how Philistines took away Isaac's well by force.
那我们也有在另一个情境里面，他有时候会在那里抱怨，或者是指责他哪里做错的时候，他会在那里找理由。
And so in another situation, she might murmur, or when we point out her mistakes, she will find excuses for herself.
那我就会说，也要像以色列民那样悖逆吗？
And so I would ask her, do you want to be rebellious like the Israelites?
那或者是说，就讲到扫罗，他为什么最后神都不听他的祷告了呢？
And we can also discuss about why did God not listen to Saul's prayer at the end?
因为扫罗从来不认罪，从来不悔改。
And it is because Saul will never admit his own mistake and he never repents.
那所以在讲故事的时候去讨论意义，连接生活是非常重要的。
And therefore, it is very important while we are discussing about these stories, we will be talking about the meaning of these stories, and we will also make connections to our daily lives.
那另外就是我们所讲的题材，不要只限定某几个有名的圣经故事。
And another thing is the story that we talked about should not be limited to one of the more famous stories.
因为那些可能是做父母的我们很有把握的。
And maybe because we only talk about those stories because we are more familiar with those stories.
那也有可能我们买得到的圣经故事书老是讲那几个。
Or perhaps the Bible story books that we can buy always talk about those famous stories.
我们应该自己就是努力去熟悉所有的整个圣经的范围。
But for ourselves, we need to put in the effort to be familiar with the entire Bible.
那不论在什么时间，就是在手上没有圣经的时间，我们也都能够就信手拈来，就讲一段关于圣经的某个段落。那孩子都会觉得很有趣。
so that even if we do not have a Bible in our hand at any time, we are able to simply speak a story, and our children will find this very interesting.
那有时候一些细节不太确定，我们就说啊，我要去看圣经，才不会讲错。这样学孩子也能够尊重圣经的权威性。
And so if we do not know about certain details, we can simply tell our children that I need to refer to the Bible so that I will not get it wrong. And so our children will also learn to respect the authority of the Bible.
所以最近和我孩子在讲的是北国，就是以色列，神也爱他们，他们都一直去拜偶像，但是神还是给他们机会悔改。
And so recently I've been talking to my daughter about how in the northern kingdom of Israel that even though they rebel against God all the time, but God still gave them opportunity to repent.
所以神派很多先知去跟他们传警告，去责备他们。
And so God sent many prophets to warn them and to rebuke them.
所以他就问，有谁？所以我就开始就讲，有何西阿先知，就开始讲何西阿书里面的一些故事，然后有阿摩斯先知，就开始讲他看见的什么异象。
And so she asked me, which prophets, and then I start to talk about prophet Hosea and
Amos.
Prophet Amos.
所以就是我们的孩子不会知道说这个是比较少谈到的圣经，他只会觉得这些都是他没听过的，他很乐意听。
And so our children will notThink about that these are less famous prophets, but she will only think about these are the stories that she had not heard before, and they will be willing to listen.
而她在她聚会的时候听见传道讲到她听过的这些，她就听得懂传道，就是会觉得她多多少少听得懂传道在讲什么。
And so during sermons, if she heard about these stories that we have told her, then she will be thinking that I actually know what the preacher is talking about.
那所以这也可以去强迫我们父母多读圣经，而且要熟悉，要仔细，不要就只知道一个大概，真的要讲不出来。
And so this will also force us parents to become more familiar with the Bible so that when we need to talk about these stories, we will not be caught off guard and not be able to tell the story.
所以有时候我自己在讲，也会讲到一半就突然，不太确定，我的妈呀，我怎么会这个也不太确定呢？
And so sometimes when I'm telling the story myself, halfway through, I will realize I'm actually not familiar with certain part of the story.
那就会更认真 去查考圣经。
And then I will pay more attention into studying the Bible.
那第二个我们可以跟孩子做的就是跟他玩。
And the second thing we can do is to play with our children.
那我的孩子最喜欢玩角色扮演的游戏。
And so my children love to have a role play.
就是其实玩玩具总是会腻的。
And because you will get sick of a toy if you play with it all the time.
而且买不完，然后玩没多久就不玩了。
And you can never buy enough toys, and after a while they will not want to play with that toy anymore.
但是生活经验却是一个源源不绝的泉源。
But life experience is like a spring that will, it's like a living spring that will run forever.
他非常喜欢从他有经历过的事情又变成他自己重新扮演一次。
And so she liked to have a role play of the events that she had experienced in the past.
所以他会在家里玩聚会。
And so she will be having a role play of having a service at home.
他就会主领，他会先领诗，就真的学他看见的这个领诗人员会写黑板， 然后会拿一个麦克风，然后带领，然后完了之后也会今天的会前唱诗到此，愿一切荣耀归给天上真神，然后敬礼，然后去擦一板，然后拿麦克风下台这样。
And so she was having a role play of leading hymns. She would grab a mic, she would write the hymns on a blackboard, and then she would pretend to lead the hymn and then rub off the words from the blackboard, and she will take a bell and say, we end our hymnal session before the service here.
所以就是在孩子玩的时候，我们也就成为他的那个游戏当中的一员，可能我们是会众。
And so during the role play, we will be playing another role. We could play the role of a congregation.
或者我就要负责领会。
Or I can be the sermon leader.
那 就是在他扮演不同的角色的时候，我们可以让他学习那些侍奉工作的操作。
And so when she is role-playing different roles, she is also getting familiar with how to lead or how to lead or conduct these roles.
那也告诉她做这些侍奉的时候应该要什么样的心态，什么样的打扮。
And so we can also teach her what kind of attitude and what kind of attire you need to wear when you are doing these roles.
那有时候他还会玩婚礼。
And sometimes she will have a role play of a wedding.
那这个因为我有带他去参加过教会的婚礼。
Because I brought her to attend a wedding in church.
那他就觉得很新鲜。
And she finds this very refreshing and interesting.
所以在家里他就会整个程序走一遍。
And so at home, she will go through the entire process.
那当然对我们父母来说就是一个挑战。
And for us parents, it will be a challenge.
因为我问他你要扮演，你是什么？他就说哦，我是来参加的而已。
And so I asked her, what role do you want to play? And she said, I want to play the role of attendee.
那其他的就是他的一些玩偶就是负责领会啊，正道啊，祝福这样子，所以呢，我就要帮他们配音。
And so one of her doll will be playing the role of sermon leader, and one will be doing the blessings, and then I need to be the and to make up all the dialogues.
那所以这其实就是借着这个神来建造我们父母，我们就是要试着能够去讲述出婚姻设立的目的啊，神对我们神在这个婚姻当中要教导我们的真理。
And so this is through this God will also build the parent up so that we can talk about the teachings related to wedding.To our marriage.
那我们也可以在讲的当中去传达不可以嫁娶外邦，不可以发生婚前性行为，不可以有奸淫等等。
And so during these role plays and explaining things to her, we can talk about that we should not marry with Gentiles, we cannot have premarital sex, and we cannot commit adultery.
并且呢，也告诉她更积极的，就是这个婚姻的美好，要怎么样同心侍奉。
And even more proactively, we need to tell her, good things about marriage and how we should serve in one heart with one mind.
那其实都是在玩的这个形式之下，但是真的在讲认真的观念。
And so during the playtime, we can also convey these very serious ideas.
那包含参加婚宴的时候这个新娘的礼服不要穿得很暴露。
And so including when we are having a wedding, the dress of the bride should not be too revealing.
那还有就是这个婚宴当中不要有那么多的娱乐。
And also during the wedding ceremony, we should not have too much or excessive entertainment.
那所以这个是透过玩我们可以做的。
And these are all the things that we can do through playing.
那另外一个就是透过聊天。
And another method is we can have a chat.
那我的孩子他其实比较小的时候，可能大部分的孩子也都是这样吧，就是比较小的时候其实是 不太能够承受世界上有恶的。
And so when my daughter was younger, and I believe it's similar with most children, that they are not able to understand or comprehend that there are evil in this world.
所以在她能够接受这之前，我不太会去讲这个世界上那些罪恶的事情。
And so before they can comprehend these things, I would not talk too much about the sinful things in the world.
他那时候连听到大卫打死歌利亚都会哭，他觉得怎么可以打人呢？
And so at that age, she will even cry when I told her the story of how David killed Goliath, and she will be crying and say, how can you hit people?
那等到大概三岁以后，他好像渐渐可以承受这一些恶的现象是存在的时候。
And so it's only until after three that when she is able to understand that there are evil things in this world.
那我们在睡前就会有个时间聊很多事情。
Then before she goes to bed, we will have time to chat about many things.
所以有时候是在讲帮谁代祷，那就会讲到说他其实发生什么事情，那就会延伸到很多，他会问一些为什么，那就会深入的去讲。
And so before her bedtime, we might be talking about we should intercede for someone, and we will talk about what happened, and she will ask questions, and then we can discuss about those things in greater details.
所以就会去讲到为什么很多人不信耶稣。
And then we can discuss why many people do not believe in Jesus.
那就会说这是魔鬼在末世的计谋。
And we can discuss that this is the scheme of the devil in the last days.
那魔鬼会在我们的生活中用哪些方式来使我们远离神呢？
And we can also discuss in what ways will devil cause us to leave God.
那为什么有些人会嫁娶外邦，为什么有些人是同性恋？
And we can discuss why some people will marry Gentiles and why they are homosexuals.
以后去学校，可能学校会讲哪些错误的观念，就是要先打好预防针。
And so we can talk to them about that in the future when you go to school, these are the wrong concepts that they might be teaching, so that we can, in a sense, give them a vaccine first.
所以不要觉得小孩很小，我们就不用跟他讲一些现实的事情。
And so we should not consider our child to be too young to talk about some of the things in real life.
因为如果他们什么都不知道就直接去被丢到这个世界里，那就很可怕。
And because it would be dreadful if we throw them into this world without knowing anything.
因为他们没有先建好一个防火的围墙。
And because they have not built a firewall around themselves.
那这一些观念的围墙这些真理的围墙可以在我们和他聊天的时候就慢慢一点一点建立起来。
And so we can build this fence of the truth and our faith around them during our daily conversations.
那第二个层面是要来讲信仰的习惯怎么建立。
And the second aspect we are going to talk about is how do we cultivate habits related to faith.
那这里会讲到祷告的习惯。
And here we will talk about a prayerful, a habit to be prayerful.
唱诗的习惯。
什么的习惯？
唱诗。
So the habit of singing hymn.
聚会的习惯。
And the habit of attending church services.
传福音的习惯。
And a habit of preaching the gospel.
接待的习惯。
And a habit of showing hospitality.
奉献的习惯。
And a habit of offering.
时间的关系不晓得会谈到多少，就可能比较可能每一种就稍微谈一点。
And because of time, we might go through all of those briefly.
第一个讲到祷告的习惯，这个也是一个最基本的。
And so firstly, we will talk about the habit of prayer, which is the most fundamental.
在引导跟帮助孩子预备，这是一个非常重要的步骤。
And so when we guide our children and to prepare them, it is a very important step.
就是孩子可能会从对祷告没有概念，都是从没有概念开始的。
And because our children, when they first started praying, they will have no concept of what prayer is.
一开始可能就是都只知道要做出这样的动作而已。
And at the beginning, they might only know that we need to have this action.
那当他们听得懂人话了以后，我们就可以开始告诉他为什么我们要祷告。
And after they can start to understand words, then we can start to teach them why do we need to pray.
一开始他连对神都是没有观念的。
And at the beginning, they do not have any concept of what God is.
就是看不见啊，那这个神跟我又有什么关系呢？
Because we cannot see God, and they will question, what is this God to me?
那一开始我也很苦恼。
And at the beginning, I'm also a little frustrated.
但是有一天就神就很奇妙让我刚好就讲到说这个就是我们天上的爸爸。
And so one day, marvelously, God allows me to tell her that this is our Father in heaven.
他就对爸爸这个观念就是有感受了。
And so she can now relate to this concept of father.
那他就很高兴就说，我就说我们祷告就是在跟天上的爸爸讲话。
And then I tell her that when we pray, we are talking to our father in heaven.
那他就觉得，这件事情对他来说是他知道在做什么了。
And so for her, she now start to understand what she is doing when she pray.
那所以以后当她没有认真就是说她没有准备好要祷告，那我就会告诉她天上的爸爸已经在等我们要跟他讲话，他在听，那他就会很高兴的准备要祷告，要跟天上的爸爸讲话。
And so when she is not prepared to pray, then I will tell her that our Father in heaven is already prepared to talk to us, and then she will be happy and prepared to pray.
那有一段时间我会除了就是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣这样子重复的讲这个的祷告之外，我也会带领他用悟性祷告。
And for a period of time, apart from saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I will also lead her in prayer of understanding.
让她知道说，其实我们跟主耶稣讲话的内容可以有哪些方面。
And so that she can understand, what kind of content can we talk to God about?
包括我们去回想我们今天发生的事情，然后去感谢。
And including reflecting upon the things that has happened today and to thank God for them.
又或者那一天我责备他什么事情，然后带领他悔改。
Or if I rebuke her on anything during the day, then I will lead her into repentance.
或者为什么人的什么事情代祷。
Or we can say we need to intercede for someone and for what event.
那所以后来他有一阵子就会主动说他要带领。
And for a period of time, she will take the initiative and say, I want to lead the prayer of understanding.
那他就会仿照这个模式，然后去讲他想讲的内容。
And she will be following this pattern and put in the content that she wants to say.
那讲不下去，他就会说，啊，换妈妈，那我就继续接下去。
And so when she run out of words to say, she will say, Mom, it's your turn, and then I will continue on.
那在他如果还没有准备好的情况下，我会要他安静下来准备。所以之后每一次祷告，我都会说等你准备好，你再说好了，可以开始。
And so if she's not prepared to pray, then we will wait until she's settled and ready to pray, and then we will pray.
所以就是这个预备是让他自己判断他准备好了。
And so this preparation is for her to make the judgment whether she is ready to pray or not.
那刚开始的时候，她有时候即使说好了，但是后来祷告也是不专心，那我就会说重来，所以就停下来，然后她重新预备，然后再重来。
And so sometimes in the beginning, she said that she is now prepared to pray, but then during the prayer, she is not concentrating. And then I will say to her, we will stop and we will start again once you are ready.
所以如果我们一开始的时候就表明的对祷告是很就是这是一件重要而且必须认真严肃面对的事情，那孩子也不会把这个看得很随便。
And so if at the beginning our attitude towards prayer is that this is something important and serious, and you can, it is important and serious, and then our children will not take it too casually.
那在祷告之前，我们现在也都会有一段时间去讲代祷事项，那这个时间有时候就会拖得很久，因为就会讲很多。
And so recently before our prayer, we were also talking about things that we need to intercede for, and sometimes we will spend quite a long time talking about things that we can intercede for.
因为这个讨论的过程就是在让我们的孩子习惯去关怀家人或者关怀同龄。
And because the process of discussing allows our children to learn how to show concern over our family members and our brethren.
那有时候是在回馈，就是诶，我们前几天代祷的那个事项，他现在有什么就是更新一下他的状态。那有时候我们会看见代祷有功效。那孩子得到这个回馈，就会增强他对于祷告的体验。
And sometimes we can also use this as a positive feedback, so we can talk about that we have interceded for someone a few days ago, and now these are the result or the God's help on these people, and so this would be a positive feedback to strengthen their prayer.
那因为这个我的孩子他已经有参加幼幼班，就是他的宗教教育的班级。
Because my daughter is now in pre-kindergarten school in church.
那所以我们有时候会分享要帮某某弟兄姐妹代祷，他就会觉得他也有幼幼班的这个是他要去关怀的对象，这是他的负担。
And so when we talk about we need to intercede for certain brethren, she also have her own intercession list of the members that is in her pre-kindergarten class at church, and this is her burden.
那因为讲到后来就变成那个名单很长，所以就限定每天五个名额，那通常就要从家人开始。那有时候家人要代祷的比较多，他就会说不行，一定要有保留一个是帮幼幼班。
And so because the intercession list gets too long, we say we need to have a quota of 5 people per day. And so we usually start with our family members. And sometimes we have a lot of family members to intercede with. She will also insist that we need to at least have one member from her pre-kindergarten class from church.
那有时候那个幼幼班的小朋友或是他们的爸爸妈妈或者是老师啊的就是发生什么事情就我要去帮忙他问清楚然后让他可以带到。
And so quite often I need to try to find out what happened to the fellow students in the pre-kindergarten class or what happened to the teachers or what happened to the parents so that I can tell her what she can intercede for.
那所以这个是从这个当中让孩子他很习惯教会就是他的一个除了他自己的家之外的另一个他要关怀的一个家。
And so from this, she will get used to that apart from our own family, church is also a family that she needs to show concern over.
第二个要去培养的就是唱诗习惯。
And the second thing we need to cultivate is a habit of singing hymns.
那在聚会的时候我会要求孩子即使没听过那个诗不会唱那个诗都不要东张西望做自己的事。
And so during service, I will ask my daughter that even if you have not heard this hymn and you do not know how to sing it, you should not simply look around and do your own thing.
而是要专心听然后用心跟着一起敬拜主耶稣因为唱诗是在敬拜神。
And I tell her that you need to still concentrate and listen to other people singing hymns because singing hymn is also worshiping God.
那我自己也会唱出声音让孩子听得见让他也可以学。
And so I will also sing out so that my daughter can hear me singing and also learn from my singing.
那我自己也会尽量背赞美诗的歌词。
And I will also try to memorize the lyrics of hymns.
因为他们睡觉前都就会要听我唱诗那如果都是唱那几首本来就会背的其实就后来他们也会听腻。
And because before they sleep, they always want to hear me sing hymns. And if I always sing the same hymns repeatedly, they will get sick of it.
而且很奇妙是我以为他们就是听到睡着但是后来发现有时他们就是白天会在那里哼诗歌然后就而且还会唱出歌词那就是在睡前我所唱的那些赞美诗。
And so initially I thought that they are just listening to me singing to fall asleep, but later on I found out that during the daytime they will be singing the hymns that I sang the previous night and they even remember the lyrics.
还没有到他们因为那个宝宝还不会这样就是大女儿会这样。
Sorry, not they, but only my older daughter, because my second daughter is too young.
那所以就要会背不然在那个睡觉关灯黑暗的环境我没有办法偷看赞美诗。
Therefore, I need to memorize the lyrics because when they are about to fall asleep, it's in the room, it's very dark, and therefore I cannot read hymn books.
有时候三节四节那个就会混乱。第一节到第二行就唱到第三节的歌词我就觉得就是平常还不够认真所以我就会再更认真一点唱诗的时候专注在我到底唱什么
And so sometimes when I singing hymns for them I realize I mix up the verses and therefore during the time that I'm singing hymns I will pay more attention
所以这其实也是神借着这个来建造我们
And this in fact is Godbuilding us through this singing hymns.
那我也会鼓励孩子不管是什么时候都可以唱诗尤其是害怕的时候生气的时候等等。
And so I also encourage my daughter that you can sing him all the time, especially when you are afraid or when you are angry.
最近有一次就是我不在、后来、就是 我妈妈和我姐姐带我的大女儿出去。
And so recently there is an event、when my mom and my older sister、took my older daughter out without me.
他们去探望我的外婆。
And she,、they took her to visit、my、grandmother.
那她是在养护机构，所以那个有探望的时间不能错过。
And because she's in a nursing home, and therefore there's visiting hours, and you cannot、miss those hours.
结果在路上塞车。
But on the way, there is a traffic jam.
所以我妈妈她就很焦虑，然后就声音越来越大声。
And so my mom became very anxious, and she started to raise her voice.
那这时候我的女儿就开始唱诗。
And at that time, my、older daughter started to sing hymns.
那、本来、他们想说、他本来无聊就会唱诗。
And initially, they thought that my daughter sing hymn when she's bored.
后来、他就说因为阿嬷在生气越来越生气了，所以唱诗就不会生气了。
And but later on, she replied, because、grandma is getting angrier, and therefore I start singing hymns, so she will calm down.
那果然唱诗，大家就可以冷静下来了。
And indeed, when she starts singing hymn, people start to calm down.
那所以其实也让我们从孩子身上得到学习。
And this is how we can learn from our own children.
那第三个要培养的就是聚会的习惯。
And the habit that we need to cultivate is a habit of attending services.
那其实聚会对父母来说，尤其带小的孩子出门、能够不要出门就是最简单的事。
And attending services, especially for、parents with young children,、it's challenging because it's the simplest if you simply don't go out.
哇，你只要想到要准备那么多东西，然后可能会破坏本来的作息时间，想到这些就觉得如果可以不要出去聚会那多好，可能会这样想。
Because we might think about that we need to prepare so many things and it will disrupt our daily routine, and therefore it would be much easier if we don't go for service.
但是如果我们明知道有这一些挑战，但我们仍然坚定的持续的带孩子去聚会，那就显出我们对这件事的看重，对神的忠心。
And but if we still go to service, even knowing that there will be challenges, then this、shows how much importance we place on this attending service, and it shows how loyal and how faithful we are towards God.
那当孩子长大一点，我们就要教导他来分别。
And so when the children start to grow up, we need to also teach them how to start to discern.、
就是分别这个事情，去聚会这件事情，它是、在敬拜神，不是、像普通的事情一样。
And so they need to be able to discern that when we go to church for service, we are worshiping God and it's different from doing any other things.
所以带去的东西不是什么都可以带，要跟圣经有关的书啊，或是 working book 才可以带。
And so you cannot simply bring anything that you want. You can only bring things that are related to a Bible.
那去之前也会一边帮他穿衣服，一边问他现在要去哪里、要去教会，去教会做什么、敬拜神。
And before we go to church services, we will also ask her while we are dressing her that where are you going? She will say we are going to church, and we will ask her and what are you going to church for? And she will reply attending church service.
去东西可以掉到地上吗？不可以。可以爬上爬下吗？不可以。
And when we go there, can you drop things on the floor? And she will reply no. Can you climb up and down? She will reply no.
而且我们要提早去 预备心祷告。
And we need to go there earlier to prepare our hearts and pray.
不要时间到才刚好到，或者甚至都已经领会者上去，那我们才到都不可以。
And we should not only arrive at the dot, or even arrive late, and the sermon leader is already on the pulpit.
那我们也要全程参加，而不要提早比如说这个报告事项的时候就走掉。
And we need to attend the whole church service, and we should not leave early when people are still announcing.
也参加，就一起用餐，且参加打扫。
And so if we attend church service, we will also have meals, and we will also clean up.
因为这些就是我们生活的一部分。
And because all of these are part of our life.
那第四个要去培养的是传福音的习惯。
The fourth habit that we need to cultivate is the habit of preaching the gospel.
我的孩子他小的时候就很喜欢跟就是他的布偶啦，或者是他生活中有的一些东西啊，就把他们拟人化，然后讲话。
And so when my daughter is young, she likes to play with a doll and treat them as if they are a person.
有一阵子她很喜欢跟尿布上面的小朋友讲话，就是都会买那个尿布上面都会 每次都有不同国家的小朋友在上面。
And so for a period of time, she likes to talk to the characters printed on her nappy.And so every time when we buy nappies, it will have characters from different countries.
那所以我就会假扮，就是帮那些小朋友配音，那就会问他说：“哎，你今天去哪里？”啊，他说：“我去教会。”我就说：“啊，为什么要去教会？”那他就要跟这些，我假装他们是没有信主的小朋友啊，然后他就是要介绍他的信仰对这些小朋友。
And so then I will be pretending to be these characters, and then I will talk to her as if I'm a non-believer, and then she need to introduce her faith to me.
那然后我就在这个对话当中，让她很觉得很不会害怕向人介绍她所信的是什么。
And so during these dialogues and conversations, I train her not to be afraid to tell people what she believes in.
那我们也有带她真的去跟着教会发传单。
And we also brought her to distribute pamphlets.
那甚至阿嬷平常也有带她出门的时候就带着传单出门，那不是跟着教会发，就是日常生活中就发给路上遇到的人。
And even her grandma, when she took her, my daughter out, she will bring pamphlets with her and to distribute to the pedestrians around her.
然后她就自己就拿给人，然后就在家里有先教她拿给人的时候要什么样的表情，要讲什么内容她练习好了，然后就真的去拿给人。
And so even at home, we will teach her, when you gave the pamphlets to other pedestrians around you, then this is the attitude you need to have, and these are the words you need to say. And so we prepare her beforehand.
越小的时候让她做这个就越好，因为她就比较不会怕，然后人家通常会对她很友善，她就得到好的回馈。
And so it is best to start as early as we can, because then she will not be afraid, and also when she gave the pamphlet to others will be more polite to her, and then she will have this positive feedback.
那有一对夫妻，他们的孩子已经就是大概十二三岁以上了。
And so there is a couple, their children is about the age of 12 to 13.
那他们住在一楼，因为他们买房子的时候虽然钱不是很够，但是就是想说我要让孩子习惯跟不认识的人互动传福音，所以就买在一楼。
And so when they bought a house, they purposely bought house on first floor so that They can train the child to interact with the neighbors.
那有一天他妈妈就看见，诶，儿子怎么从外面进来，就是本来在家里，那什么时候出去他不知道，然后现在进来了。
And so there was one day the mother saw that her son came in from outside and she did not even realize when he went out.
那就问，诶，你去哪？
And the mother asked the son, where did you go?
他就说，啊，因为我刚才读书读累了，所以就出去发个传单，运动休闲一下。
And so the son replied, I was a bit tired after studying, so I went out for a bit of exercise and also distribute some pamphlets.
因为这个夫妻他们从小就是会带着孩子，身上总是带着传单，那有机会就发给人，所以孩子觉得这个就是他生活的一部分了。
And because this couple always bring pamphlets with them,And even when the child is young, they will be distributing the pamphlet. So for this child, this is part of his life.
所以即使没有他的父母在身边，他也把这个当作一件他可以很自然的做，而且是很愉快的事情。
And so even though his parent is not around, but he can treat this as something that's very natural and that he enjoys doing.
那第五个我们可以去培养的习惯是接待的习惯。
And the fifth habit that we can cultivate is the habit of showing hospitality.
在圣经里也可以看到，像马可的家，他也是开放给大家来他家聚会祷告。
And so in the Bible, we can also see that Mark opened his house for people to come and have services.
那或者是像保罗的同工里也很多人就是接待这些福音工人在家里住。
And even Paul's co-workers quite often show hospitality to workers and receive them to their own house.
所以我之前在欧陆六年的时间，那边的信徒都很自然的在他们的家里有一间客房专门准备好随时接待客人。
And so I spent about 6 years in Europe, and so they will always have a guest room, and they will always have a guest room ready to receive any guests.
所以像福音工人啊，或者弟兄姐妹，随时都可以得到他们的接待。
And so divine workers and brethren can receive their hospitality at any time.
那个接待不是只是让你吃住而已。
And showing hospitality is not simply provide you with food and shelter.
像柯传道家，我在他们家住了蛮久的。
And just like I live in a preacher Cole's house for quite a long time.
那就会观察他们的孩子。
And I also observe the children.
基本上我也是接受他们的接待很久。
And because I've received their hospitality for a very long time.
但是我同时也发现，他们不只对我非常好，他们对所有的弟兄姐妹都非常好。
And I also found out that they did not treat me well, but they treat all the brethren very well.
他们曾经非常热情的带我去某一个就是那个哲学家小路或者是老桥这几个地方。
And so they also brought me to some of the tourist points.
那当有其他的客人来，他们一样也是这么热情的带他们去那几个地方。
And so when their other guests came, they will also be very zealous and show them around.
他们不会觉得很烦。
And so they will not feel annoyed.
因为每一次和不同的人去，他们都觉得是一个新的体验，然后一个新的祝福。
And because they feel that every time when they brought different people to these places, it's a new experience and it's a new blessing.
那其实他们那时候也都是青少年。
And at the time they are all teenagers.
那很多青少年其实是不喜欢做这些事情，因为觉得打扰他们自己想做的事。
And a lot of teenagers do not like to do these kind of things because they feel that it will interrupt their life.
那又或者就是害羞。
Or sometimes they are too shy.
但是他们是从小就以接待为生活。
But they show hospitality since they are very young.
那所以这个就是他们生活的一部分，他们也很喜欢在接待当中和弟兄姐妹听弟兄姐妹分享信仰啊、见证等等。
So this is part of their life, and they also really enjoy the brethren that they receive sharing with them their faith and their testimonies.
那或者是听他们分享他们所看过、所经历过的事情，他们也觉得都增加了他们的见闻。
And even if the guests share their life experience or the things that they have seen and heard, they will feel that this will increase their knowledge.
所以这个学习接待其实不是用教的，而是在实际的操作当中就去经历。
And so to learn how to show hospitality is not something you need to teach, but something they need to learn from experience.
那尤其是看见父母的爱的榜样。
And especially if they can see the example of their parents showing love to others.
那最后第六个是建立奉献的习惯。
And the sixth habit is to cultivate a habit of offering.
那从最小他们可以奉献的就是奉献他们的父母。
And when they are young, what they can offer is offer their parents.
如果我们从小就让他们知道父母有时候会要去协助圣工哦，会离开你的身边哦。
And so since they are young, we let them know that as your parent, we sometimes need to leave you in order to serve God.
那这个不只是爸爸妈妈在侍奉神，你把爸爸妈妈奉献出来，这就是你的侍奉哦。
And so it is not only the parent is serving God, but if you are able to offer your parents time, this is also your offering.
那这样的观念其实当然金钱物质的那些奉献也是需要培养，但是这个最基本把父母奉献出来的这样子的心态，就是一个很重要的让父母能够去侍奉的一个基础。
And so, of course, we also need to teach them to offer money and other materials. But most fundamentally, if we train them to be able to offer up their parents' time, then this would be the basis in which we are able to serve.
有人说生一个孩子会笨三年。
And some people say once you gave birth to a child, you will become foolish for 3 years.
但是我觉得这至少会有三年是信仰的寒冬。
But I believe that at least for 3 years, it will be a winter for your faith.
因为可能这三年你没办法专心的聚会，你可能没办法很多投入在圣工的时间、心力。
Because for these 3 years, you might not have a lot of time to attend church service, and you might not have a lot of extra strength to be involved in divine works.
但是我很感谢神让我能够有这些侍奉的机会。
But I really thank God to give me opportunities to serve.
因为刚才所讲过的这一些侍奉以及在家里养育孩子的这些侍奉来建造我自己的信仰。
And because all the service that I've done and also the service at home are there to build up my faith.
所以家庭与侍奉从来谁都不是谁的绊脚石。
And so family and our service are not stumbling block for each other.
而是神设立要来互相效力的。
But both are established by God to work together.
那只有当我们诚然的把自己奉献在他的坛上，我们才能够体验到那个又真又活的神的爱。
And only when we offer ourselves on the altar that we can truly experience and comprehend the true and living love from our God.
那这个就是赞美诗378首Trust and Obey 的第三节所讲的。
And this is the lyrics in Hymn 378, Trust and Obey, verse 3.
除非我将一切奉献救主无畏，否则难知主慈爱丰沛。
But we never can prove the delight of his love until all on the altar we lay.
那所以只有我们放胆来侍奉。
And so only when we are bold and courageous in our service,
我们才能够去体验到持续在长进的活泼的信仰。
Can we experience the lively faith that continues to grow?
那我们到底要不要侍奉，其实是我们的决定。
And whether we want to serve or not is our own decision.
都是要付出代价的。
And we need to pay a price for our decision.
但是倘若我们愿意为了体验到神，为了要讨神喜悦而付出这些代价，那这就展现出我们信心的实底。
And but if willing to pay the price in order to experience God, then this will show the essence of our faith.
最后看约书亚记24:15。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 25.
约书亚记24:15，请读。
Book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell.But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我和我家必定要选择这个上好的福分，就是侍奉神。
And so for me and my house, we will choose the better portion, which is to serve the Lord.
不知道您呢？
But I don't know about you.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归于天上的神，愿一切的平安福气临到诚心爱主的我们。
And so may all the praises and glory be given to God in heaven, and may all the peace and blessings be given to all of us who love the Lord.
Amen.